This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Today, WBUR is continuing the series on Romney's roots in Massachusetts. We're examining the former governor and current presidential candidate's history in the Bay State. Today, how Mitt Romney's career in business shaped him.
Romney is a former management consultant who made millions at the Boston private equity firm Bain Capital. And he's campaigning hard on those business credentials. Romney was a corporate turnaround specialist, and on the stump, he talks about how he would turn around the American economy. Here he is last night on Fox News from Florida.
I look at adding about 11.5 million jobs in 4 years. That's associated with about 4% GDP growth. I also see us having our spending as a percentage of the GDP down from 25% of GDP down to 20%. Those are numbers. The vision is different than just numbers.
But of course, with Mitt Romney, the numbers do matter. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch has been reporting on Romney, the businessman, and he joins us now. Hi there, Kurt.
Glad to be here, Meghna.
So Mitt Romney talks really frequently about his success as a business leader in Boston. Kurt, what are some of the examples you found of that success?
Besides his bank account, the biggest signature success was Staples, our own Framingham office supplies company. I mean, that's a company that didn't exist before Bain Capital came along and funded it. There are other companies like it, like Sports Authority and Domino's Pizza, but those were kind of atypical. I mean, Bain Capital didn't really start as many of these new companies and new ventures. They really made most of their money by buying existing companies, making improvements, and then selling the company, you know, 3, 4, 5 years later for a lot more. And there were really a lot of American companies at the time that were sort of sitting on their laurels, not well run, and Bain Capital saw the potential to come in, make them over, and make millions.
So as you said, there were a lot of companies sitting on their laurels at the time. So how much of the success is due to Romney himself or just timing?
Yeah, well, Romney, he definitely hit the crest of a brand new wave, and he rode it for all it was worth. I mean, brand new because private equity is, as a concept, didn't exist as such back then. Investment banks were doing it, but they didn't really have management expertise. And so Romney was a consultant at the time, fee for service. He and other, you know, MBAs in blue suits would go into a company. They were hired to just sort of, you know, come out with a report with recommendations afterwards. And
basically saying, here's what you should do.
And they might have had million-dollar ideas in those reports, but you know how it is with companies. There's inertia, there's internal politics. They don't see it through. And some consultants were happy to just make money this way. At Bain especially, they realized that, you know, if we actually buy these companies and make them see it through, that's worth something. I spoke with Walter Kieschel. He wrote a book on management consulting, and here's what he had to say.
The Bain consultants really saw the power of what they were doing, and they were a very entrepreneurial group. They wanted to look for other ways to make money, and that really converged with the notion that they could get into private equity.
Mitt Romney was sort of the rising star in the company who was handpicked to run this. And so I think it says a lot about him that even though he had this very good living as a consultant ahead of him, you know, he went into something that was new and he didn't have the bright idea to like do this, but he saw the potential to go for it.
So Mitt Romney was a major figure in what was then the brave new world of private equity. But Kurt, I guess the big question is that he's really running on this idea that his business expertise makes him a great job creator for America. Mm-hmm. So how does the calculus actually work out on Romney's actual record as a job creator through his work at Bain?
It's complicated. I mean, if you look at Staples, I think that company has something like 90,000 employees today. So, you know, 90,000 new jobs. Were there a lot of mom-and-pop shops that sold office supplies to local businesses that went out of business because they couldn't compete with Staples? Yes. And so you can say that really for a lot of the jobs that were created, and you can say that for a lot of the jobs that you know, were lost. I mean, the jobs that were lost at a plant in Indiana that really cost Mitt Romney his 1994 bid for the U.S. Senate, those were jobs where workers were like moving paper from one machine over to the other. Mm. I mean, it's really hard to argue that like China couldn't have done that and wouldn't have put those people out of business a few years later anyway. So jobs created, jobs lost, not a simple story.
Not a simple story. But on the other hand, if I understand correctly, when those gentlemen at Bain were doing their assessments on whether or not buying a company was a good deal, jobs or job preservation or creation didn't even enter the calculation. It just wasn't part of the picture. I read in the Boston Globe a former Bain Capital employee saying that their analysis was really almost clinical, he said. So maybe even just data-driven is a better word for it?
Yeah. I mean, data-driven was definitely the hallmark of Bain consultants, especially. They would look at like news footage of a competitor's factory and sort of reverse engineer trying to figure out exactly how many machines they had and what it cost and what their capacity was so that they could better compete against those companies. I mean, they looked at a lot of things that like a lot of companies just ignored, had right in front of them, but just didn't act on. And so that's really where they, you know, created their value. I spoke with Jeff Rennert. He was a Romney colleague from the very start at Bain Capital. And he says they took over a lot of companies that were sinking. And so before you think about hiring, you just have to think about surviving.
You know, a lot of the companies would have gone bankrupt, but for Bain Capital buying them, making them more efficient, making them more competitive, figuring out how to compete in a, you know, with better management and better strategy.
So, you know, the idea was, you know, if you create a healthy company, they can hang on to the rest of their jobs, maybe grow and hire down the road. So it's not totally fair to say Romney was just cutting jobs to put money in his pocket. It's also not fair to, you know, for Romney to completely say I was creating jobs, because that wasn't what he was setting out to do. It was a result, not what he was measuring, though.
Okay, so Kurt, you cover business for us. So let's just take a step back. You've talked to a lot of business leaders around Boston, and I wonder if this sense of being data-driven that Romney is getting to be very known for, I mean, is that one of the reasons why voters seem to be so uncertain about him? Because it's a great thing in business to be data-driven, but maybe not such a good thing in politics where empathy is important.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And his colleagues will say, look, at these companies where you have to turn things around, you had to get buy-in. You had to get managers to go along with you. You couldn't just, you know, issue an edict that this is what the data says, this is what we're going to do. It took a lot of people skills. But and Mitt did have these, you know, great successes in politics and, you know, the Olympics and, you know, later. But as a business and as a businessman, you know, he was somebody who looked at the facts in this sort of cold, hard way. And a few years ago, I remember seeing Karen Bill at this event in New Hampshire get up and ask Romney a question, like, what would you do about the overpopulation of dogs and cats in this country, which totally caught him by surprise. And he said, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but you have to start with the data. You get experts together and you look at the data. I spoke with Karen Bill a few days ago. Here's how she remembers that.
I think that he was just trying to give a general answer without having any feeling about the actual issue and making me believe that he had a stake in solving the issue.
Hearts and minds, right? I mean, I think as a businessman and his career, Romney, that may have prepared Romney to sort of fix the nation's pain, but maybe not feel your pain so much.
Kurt, thanks so much.
You got it.
That's WBUR's Kurt Nikish, and you can hear much more of his reporting on Mitt Romney, the businessman, later today on All Things Considered.
Stay with us. Up next, what would your picture of a healthy diet look like? The USDA has consigned the old food pyramid to the history books, but a Harvard nutrition professor says the new and improved diagram is too simple and not so healthy. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.